most days included a visit to Mr. Weeval, and she dreaded it. His skin was paper-thin and yellowish, and he was always in the same old armchair, sitting bolt upright, wearing a suit that was shiny with age, in a tiny cottage that smelled of old potatoes. The first time she'd met him, he'd called her Mary, and his claw of a hand had grabbed her wrist with surprising force.
"I shan't be a burden on anyone," he said urgently. "I can pay my way. My boy Toby won't have nothing to worry about when I go. I want the proper funeral show. Black horses and plumes and the mutes and a knife and fork tea for everyone afterwards. Check my box, will you?"
Miss Level had pointed to an old wooden box under his chair, which turned out to be full of coins. It looked like a fortune, and for a moment she'd wished she had as much. Today, Miss Level gave Mr. Weeval a shave. Yesterday she'd cut his toenails, which was not a safe spectator sport. One smashed a window pane.
"Mary,"
he said as Tiffany nervously wiped the last bits of foam off him.
"Check my box, will you?"
Oh, yes, that was the ceremony every day.
"My boy Toby's coming to see I, Shaggy."
"That's nice, Mr. Weeval." Miss Level plumped up his cushions. "We'll get the place nice and tidy, then."
"He's done well for hisself, you know. Said he'd see I was all right in my old age, but I told him I'd pay my way when I go. The whole thing, and tuppence for the ferryman, too."
"Tuppence for the ferryman?" said Tiffany as they walked home.
"Some old people still believe that when you cross the river of death, you have to pay the ferryman. But nobody seems to worry about it these days, though. Perhaps there's a bridge now."
"He's always talking about his funeral."
"Well, some old people are like that. They'd hate anyone to think they're too poor to pay for it. Mr. Weeval would die of shame."
"It's very sad, him being all alone like that. Something should be done for him."
"Yes, we're doing it. And old Widow Tussie down the lane does his laundry and keeps an eye on him."
"What about this son he talks about?"
"Young Toby, been dead for 15 years, and Mary, the daughter, died young. Mr. Weeval's very short-sighted and sees better in the past."
Tiffany didn't know what to reply, except, "It shouldn't be like this."
"There isn't a way things should be. There's only what happens and what can be done. Mistress Weatherwax said you've to learn that witchcraft is mostly about doing quite ordinary things."
"And you do what she says?"
"I listen to her advice."
"Mistress Weatherwax is the head witch, then, is she?"
"Oh, no, all witches are equal. We don't have head witches. That's quite against the spirit of witchcraft."
"Oh, I see."
"And besides, Mistress Weatherwax would never allow it."